Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
Hello, After Buzzers. You are watching the Jane the Virgin After Show on After Buzz TV. Tonight, we are discussing a very exciting Chapter 49. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
We didn't plan it.
We didn't plan it. We didn't do any of that. But that is naturally how sisters feel all the time.
Hermanas.
Hermanas. Por la vida. No, I'm just kidding. Hey, After Buzzers, you are watching the Jane the Virgin After Show. I am your host, Stephanie Georgie, and I'm very excited today because we have Kylie Hodges back.
I'm back.
She got it together.
She got it together, Hodges.
Got it together.
But before we get started, go ahead and subscribe to our page below. Find us on iTunes, SoundCloud. Rate us 5 stars. Leave us comments and let us know what you think. You can find me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie.
And you can find me on Twitter at
XO.
And Instagram at XOXOCSEA. It's Francesca.
And you can find me literally everywhere at Natalie Tavidian.
Tweet, tweet. At the Kylie Hodges.
Tweet, tweet.
Tweet, tweet.
Tweet, tweet, tweet. I'm just kidding. So today is chapter 49, and the good news about having Kylie back is that we're probably going to recap from 45 to now, because there are some opinions that we want to go over. So
we want to hear it all.
We want to hear it all. Ooh. And before we go into tonight's episode, which is quite exciting, a lot was going on considering we thought last week's episode was more or less a little boring. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That'll be exciting. But just hold on to your
stay
horses.
Hold your horses.
Hold panties. Your horses. But there's
and your
else.
Panties.
Yeah. Hold on to your
hold
pants.
Everything. Hold on to Raphael's abs.
Yeah.
Can I just wash my clothes on those abs?
Speaking of non-existent abs during Jane's lost virginity, because she was having sex with Michael and not Raph. What did you think about Jane losing her virginity?
You know, I really loved the way the show did it, because the show isn't truly about her being a virgin. Mm-hmm. And so it was like not an afterthought, but it was like they started the episode where it was just like,
straight up,
oh, she's no longer a virgin. But also, and her mom said it later on in, I think, last week's episode, it's not just about having sex. It's like, you have gained something in your life. You've gained sexuality.
Yeah.
And
see,
that's
I
like
saw
womanhood.
It as a game too.
Yeah. It's like she's more of a woman. Mm-hmm. And I think it's, we're growing with Jane, and so this is just another, like, life step for her, and it's not so much getting the P and the V, or the big O, as it is,
a lot of letters.
Growing with your man, and connecting with him, and, like, having, like, a real deeper relationship.
Excellent.
I liked how they did it.
Oh, I like how you just recapped that right now.
I know.
Well done.
PBL.
Well done. I guess you got it together.
P and the V.
I know. Just kidding.
That's how I'm going to talk about sex in my future.
I was just saying,
the
I'm
P
like,
and
okay.
The V.
P
and the O.
You going to rock it.
Orgasm. Okay.
The big O.
The big O.
There's a flower cloud. It just goes away.
What did you think of the animation
there's
the
whale.
Version of it?
I thought it was adorable. It reminded me of Mr. Magoo.
Yes.
Did you guys ever watch that movie? 90s kids, what up? Yeah, I just thought it was really cute. I mean, this is a CW show, so it doesn't need to take itself too seriously. And mm-hmm. I think, like, having an actual sex scene with Jane would feel a little
weird.
Off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And to keep it kind of tongue-in-cheek, the cartoon was
perfect.
Perfect.
I agree. Especially with all the innuendos they had in there. Is that how you say
innuendo.
That? Innuendos. Innuendos.
Yeah.
How
do you say it in Spanish?
Innuendando.
I don't know.
Innuendo.
I'll ask Google in a little bit.
Google.
Innuendos. Google
Innuendo. If you know how to say that word in Spanish, tell us. Comment.
Okay. Great. Okay, cool. So then, yeah, Jane is now more of a woman. She's learning more. She's still... You know, actually, now that I'm thinking about it,
she's a happy mommy.
She is a happy mommy, but it still cracks me up that that was it.
Yeah.
I know. You know, it's like, over.
I'm so surprised that there hasn't been more of her reflecting on it, more her talking about it, or us. And maybe we'll see it later in her writing, now that she's writing this new novel, which we saw for a second in, when she was writing a little bit about Cecilia, mm-hmm. Abuela's sister. But I don't know. I'm looking forward to see something. I just want to know more about her sexuality again. And Jane losing, as much as she gained her sexuality, that's what I want to see. Where's the sexuality that she gained? Kind of from it.
We're seeing the maturing. That's what we're seeing. We're seeing her stand up to her grandma. We're seeing her become more of an adult.
Seeing things, the perspective is different. You kind of are able to stand for your own.
She's not trying to impress grandma anymore. Or,
oh my gosh.
Or
Natalie, thank you.
She gets it.
More like, where is it? And you found it.
Yeah.
Well, and also I feel like when her professor said, like, oh, you're a virgin, that explains everything. I think once we start to see more about her or hear more about her writing, she might maybe go into detail there, and then we'll kind of hear Jane's inner thoughts about how she feels about sex, other than like not being able to achieve orgasm with Michael, which, can I say, shame on Michael for assuming a woman losing her virginity can orgasm.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's common knowledge. It ain't happening.
Yeah. Right? Mm.
And for me, it didn't happen for years.
Yeah.
It takes a long time. Practice makes perfect, Jane.
I agree.
And sometimes it's about connection, too.
Yeah, I mean, she's lucky she had that gnarly connection with him.
Mm-hmm.
But real quick, back to what Natalie was saying, I actually totally 100% have to agree with even just the simple decision-making that she's even made in this episode. Yes. Yeah.
You're right,
though. And it does make a difference, though. Because remember, I would say, like, there's like a naiveness that someone has that doesn't allow them to do certain things or see it a certain way.
It's grandma, I'm sorry. I know this is you standing your ground, but this is me standing my ground. I'm going to talk to my relatives.
And you would never think that losing your virginity or sexuality would be able to do that to a person, but it kind of does.
It's a mindset.
It's a mindset. Right.
I think also because the show is Jane the Virgin, we as viewers got so caught up in the virgin. Yeah. So that's why it's kind of just like seems like nothing because we're stuck on that when it's really the whole show that's going on.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But I do agree with you. We do have to see a little more of her exploring her sexuality.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I don't want to see that.
Next week, Jane buys a vibrator.
Right? Yeah. Maybe not so physically, but again, just the way it reflects in her day-to-day life.
Yeah.
So back also what we were talking about in regards to her writing about Cecilia, let's talk about Abuela's family and how she has a huge issue about it. In this episode, we find out that Abuela's mother passed away without ever having spoken to her because her sister ruined things, which is unbelievably awful for... I was going to say, especially for a Latina woman, because we're so like, family. But for any woman, right? Because our mother is everything in any culture. I couldn't imagine it, especially if you knew deep in your heart that it wasn't your fault and you had to kind of hold on to this stubbornness and more of like a pride and a defense mechanism, because what are you supposed to do when your sister's
dying
just...
to know what the sister did. I'm dying to figure out this big mystery about why Abuela is so upset. Mm-hmm.
I think
driving me insane.
I feel like that is a big thing, like her mom passing and her not being able to talk to her. Mm-hmm. And Abuela has been kind of stubborn. We've seen her be stubborn throughout the show. So it's more probably that she feels guilt, I would think, about it.
Possibly.
Because really, at the end of the day, like...
She could have just spoken to her.
She could have just spoken to her.
Yeah.
Hold on, no, I think she's onto something, because at the very end of the episode, we see the cousin, and where does she appear from?
That's a little bit intrusive, you're right.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know. I feel like if mom's always right, grandma's like...
Extra right.
Yeah,
and we come, and the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. So, you know what? Touché on that. Yeah. And then also I was thinking, to reference another show, in Pretty Little Liars, towards the end of it, when we find out that Allison's mother has a sister, Mary Drake or whatever, and the whole backstory is it, which, not that there's an importance, but still, there's a theme within shows and movies or that there's always, like, a sister that everyone wants to believe and the other one that's kind of outcasted. Mm-hmm. That could easily be the situation in this as well.
I'm just speculating, but... Didn't Abuelo, Jane's grandfather, didn't he have a lot of money?
Did he?
Wasn't there something about, like, he had money. He was born into money, and then they moved to America.
So something like that for her.
Okay, so I kept thinking that maybe he still had money, and then I was thinking, what if, or maybe I'm like trying to like piece all these thoughts together. Something about this cousin showing up on her doorstep, and the fact that the family hasn't been in touch in so long. The family in Venezuela doesn't really know what life with Jane's family is really like, mm-hmm. and so if they don't know that. Her abuelo never really got his money. What if they think they're still wealthy and that's why, like, what if she's kind of a mooch?
Oh,
and
she
this
could
cousin
be.
Is like at the doorstep thinking that,
well, she did make
Jane's
a donation.
Wealthy. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, people, family comes out of the woodwork.
They do.
When they think there's money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, you're
so
absolutely
that's,
right.
That's where
especially,
my mind
went. And I hate to say this, but I think especially in Latin America, because there's not that they're not there, but she said she lives in New York, so I guess I couldn't exactly say that. Mm-hmm. But I can only imagine in prior years that the way that abuela is so graceful and and like a wonderful woman in regards to the way she doesn't talk about her family and she wants to move forward and that's the way that she does things, I can only imagine everybody in Venezuela diciendo que ay, ese Alba porque se fue a los Estados Unidos que ya se cree mucho, which means that Alba, yeah, that, you know, ever since she went to the United States, now she just thinks she's all this, this and that, blah, blah, you know, especially because in those times, Venezuela was a very, very bad country. So I could only imagine the envy that they would have for having escaped what was going on over there.
Yep.
And then for in addition to that, the cousin is pretty and she was very... She was too excited about it, you know? And Jane was ready for it, but because she longed for it.
Right.
Yeah. But she already seems like she's going to be intrusive, so.
I think Jane is also going to be suspicious, because that's kind of... I mean, she's judgy. She's admitted
it.
She's even though, like, she holds family very near and dear, she's going to be skeptical.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, we see in the preview, Raphael thinks she's pretty, too, so... Hopefully, maybe that's all the drama that comes with her being there. It's just
ooh, a
that.
Love triangle.
Well, it's
a
still
going to
start.
Triangle.
I'm sure she's going to be weird. And if that's the thing, though, but if she finds out about Raph is the one that also has money.
Yep.
Mm.
Oh, that.
This money so gang be might a, be a
and
thing.
Then that, and that falls. And that's kind of interrupting with Mateo's life and everything else. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of crazy. So that's the family drama.
Can I say one last thing, just jumping back to this whole season starting? The one thing that truly shocked me, I'm still surprised about that the show went this way, is how quickly Michael recovered. Like, I really wasn't...
No, I did a time lapse.
Yeah, but
still,
like, as far as the length of the show, like, it was how many episodes? Like, 3 episodes and he was back from the hospital? I just, in my mind, I so... deeply believed that it was going to be a season-long saga of him in a coma
and
flashbacks to like his dream world and like what's really going on and possibly Jane falling back in love with Raphael while he's in a coma. Like, my mind went there for the past couple months waiting for this new season.
And then, I was so happy he woke up and they didn't leave us with cliffhangers like
I
that.
Was really happy too, but just really surprised that they kind of wrapped up his being shot fairly nicely with a bow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was expecting it to be drawn out a little bit more, but I'm really happy with the way the season is going, and I'm not upset by it.
That's the Petra situation was like stretched out.
The Petra situation is a whole nother.
Yeah, that's my situation. That's my best for last for this episode. So let's see. Xiomara. We're happy for Zoe this episode because she finally decides that she wants to open her dance studio because the fella from Greece showed up. Just kidding. Rogelio showed up as well as Alba.
Beauty school dropout.
Beauty
school dropout.
I always just thought that she did run a dance school. I mean, I knew she taught dance, but yeah. So in my mind, I was like, that's her career.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, why is she questioning? This is like the most obvious thing in the world.
Yeah.
Keep doing dance classes, grow that. And so it was kind of like the whole thing with, why isn't anyone finding out Petra's actually a Nesca? I was just like, Zoe, you already have the answer. You already have something that makes you happy. Mm-hmm. And I actually love that cute flashback when Jane's like, I remember every step. And she, Zoe was teaching like her first dance class with Jane and like 2 other kids and how it's grown. I was like, so sweet. Like, that's her calling besides singing, you know?
Well, but now I think what it is, though, is having opening the dance studio kind of makes it more of a permanent role and a little more responsibility to stay there. Mm-hmm. I mean, we don't know if she's still going to follow her singing dreams, but...
I feel like she's really kind of cut that out for right now.
Well, yeah, she's going to have to, but I'm saying in the long run, because she might just need a break from it also to, mm-hmm. to gain different perspective on her career.
It's still on the writer's table for sure.
Exactly. Yeah.
Just bring back she's more going to do great if we, she puts all the, her energy into business. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's going to be a really good business person.
Yeah.
I agree. I think we need more Gloria Estefan in the show too.
Actually, and I hate to go back, but I was just thinking, did we ever find, Abuela never found that bag of money.
No, they did. Jane said she, the busser accidentally swept it up when they were cleaning up someone. But you know what I was just thinking about that?
Why did I miss
I don't remember that either. Yeah. But what I was just thinking right now is like, why? What was the point of that?
Right.
Like, you're right. Completely. What was the point of, like, I understand it was because she wasn't paying attention because they were in an argument. But like, why did we what need was the point of that?
Mm-hmm. And they did
wrap it. And it was quick. She owned up to her mistake. She said she looked away and take it out of my paycheck. It was quick. Maybe just to show what a kind person she is. I don't.
Before you said what was the point, or before you said that the buster had swept it off, I was thinking, what if we, because Alba hasn't seen her sister in 42 years, what if her sister was around and kind of swooped it real quick? You know what I'm saying? Like, what if she's been creeping?
Oh, snap. Well, old lady creeping. That'd be impressive.
And it was just weird that whole money hashtag money bag. that was like just weird. I don't know.
No, I agree. That's what I'm saying. Maybe there's something else with that.
I'm gonna write on my little notebook hashtag money bag. See if it comes up again. What?
Your notes are so pretty.
This is like, you have like a Jane the Virgin after show diary.
Yeah.
It's like, not just like today, scribbles Jane, of notes.
Today, and Michael.
And you know, if she doesn't have her notebook, you won't take notes on anything else.
No, I hate taking notes
That's
on the other
notepad.
That's the
most beautiful handwriting it's about so a TV show that I've ever seen.
Dear diary.
I draw pictures and I write like the word mad really big.
All hashtag abs.
Yeah, all Kylie's papers just abs.
Oh, look at this one, guys. Ripples. Dear journal. Michael and Jane are still together. I'm not sure why. I know that Raph and Jane have an incredible love and I was like trying to read it. Which, shout out to my few YouTube viewers that are agreeing with me. Thanks. Because I know everyone else is really mad about not being Team Michael. And again, I have to say this every episode. We love Michael. Just
I think a lot of people agree with you.
Yeah,
it's okay. It's okay to look at Raphael and still love Michael, just like what I'm sure Jane does.
Just like we all did. I mean, I'm pretty sure everyone is Team Raph tonight.
Justin Baldoni just liked one of my tweets.
No!
And it's actually a video of the three of you because I took the video. Thank you for the like, Justin.
Come on, our show. Are you watching right now? I want to lick your abs and your face. Oh my god!
So, in case you guys are not on my Twitter right now, the video is the three of these girls, me rolling on it, watching the gym scene.
Oh my god!
When they're working out.
Here's the other thing about him.
Oh
my god! Here's the other thing about him. When I first started stalking him on social media, I learned that he has a beautiful wife and a beautiful baby, and he posts these videos. He posts these videos about how much he loves his beautiful wife and his beautiful baby, and I'm like, this is the most beautiful family I've ever seen. I could never break this up, but I'm so in love with you.
There's a woman at my restaurant the other day. I was like, oh my god, get away from my mic. She came in and I was like, oh my god, you know who you look like? And he's like, she was like, who? I'm like, Emily and Baldoni. And he's like, what? Or she said, what? And I'm like, Justin Baldoni's wife? This is a really good thing, trust me.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, it didn't matter. That was
what if it
story.
Was
I'm
her?
I'm so sorry for talking right now. It
what
wasn't.
It was her.
No, that'd be weird. No, I know what she looks like. I thought it was for her for a second, and then I like looked around and I was like, no, Stephanie, stop. You know what? Can I stop talking real quick? Let's go back, because I'm annoying myself right now.
Are we going back to the abs right now? Because this is a very important part of this episode.
Let's go back. I have a load of laundry to wash, Justin, if you can help me out.
My washing machine is broken. Yes. Can you help a girl out?
A little bit of... I got some tough stains. Really.
Poor Michael.
Michael. He was just like all scrawny and awkward.
My favorite part is when the bag went boom. And he was like, trying to hold it and it made his arm go down.
And the thing is, he's like a good looking guy who's Michael's also adorable. In shape.
Yeah.
Like he's definitely not a non muscular dude.
Yeah. He's just not
Raphael.
Yeah.
No one could ever be Raphael.
So back to this sketch.
Those arms.
Cool. Get it,
oh, sketch. Right.
He was like trying to be so cool. Like what, he was asking his favorite like shows or something. Like it was like an awkward, really awkward first date.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how many reps do
they're
you do?
They're cute, but I really like the both of them being together. And it makes me even happier that Rogelio is doing that with them. Which oh, I don't love think we have it. To, besides the fact that Rogelio wants to show his pee-pee now on his show, which is so funny.
There is something with that.
What?
Because we see at the end with the network saying there's a morality clause, you can't...
Oh, so you can't do it.
You can't do it, but he's...
They're going to bribe him.
But we said... We didn't say you couldn't do it, but you have to do something for us, and we never went back to that. So I'm wondering what that's going to be.
I wonder, too. But otherwise, let's... Yeah. He has the support of his two bromance... his bro-ships. His bro-friends. His bro-friends!
Bro-helios.
His bro-helios, yeah.
Can't wait. One part that was so funny was... When Raphael and Mateo were in the car, and then he goes to pick up Michael, and you know Michael's his BFF forever. Mm-hmm. And then he moves the stuff out of the way, and Raph's like,
"You couldn't
really?
Do it
you couldn't do it before?" He's like, "No,
nope. I know, so ride or die."
And I also love that Rogelio's car is a pimp mobile. Like it's like
purple Escalade,
lavender stripes.
Yeah. And he picks them up, and he leads with, "I am the patriarch or this of family."
But you know what? I loved hearing that also because yes, you are, sir. And it's just, like, such a beautiful modern family where they're just getting together. And it was so cute to see Jane so excited. I would be also.
She was so pumped.
Especially, she's like, wait, what? Oh, okay. Yeah, I loved it. That's nice. And we got to see, we got to hear, like, Michael, you know, Michael still has a little bit in him. Where he's
anger,
like,
There are some insecurities there.
Of course.
Insecurities and anger, and it totally makes sense. And I think he took it out. On poor Raph.
Mm-hmm.
And it never occurred to me either, but yeah, Jane was engaged to him when they started hooking up.
She was also already pregnant, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's how far we've come since season one. I also forgot that Rogelio wasn't in Jane's life all of her childhood.
Mm-hmm.
So much has changed.
So weird.
Yes. But and I hate to bring this up again, but sometimes all I can ever think about is when Jane walks out of the room... After Raph tells her,
oh, I know,
her cry.
Wait, what?
In the hallway, I always think about that cry that Jane had when she left Raph's room after Raph like forced himself to tell her that he didn't love her anymore,
even though he really did.
Oh,
it was like a really hard cry for her. Yeah, it was an ugly cry, but
it was a Kim K cry.
It was
just kidding.
We love that girl.
I love
how you figure out ways to sneak in Kim K every now and then.
Anyways.
Why do you always go back to that? That's so interesting.
I always go because we always talk about how much time has gone by and this, you know, and then I think, you're right, she was so involved with Michael and everything else, but then all of a sudden Raph comes in and she has the Raph's baby in there, I remember in the beginning we used to always say, well, yeah, you know, because you want the idea of the family being together. Mm-hmm. I think that even then, I don't, now thinking about it, now that I know Michael more and I can imagine, oh God, I always put myself in Jane's place. I'm not Jane. But I can imagine being together. I think I would
have. You have to remind yourself like three times every time we do this after show. I am not Jane. I am not Jane.
I always think about how she... I don't think that the hormones and all of that had to do with it. I think that it created an opportunity that wasn't available before for them to get to know each other. And because that happened, that's why she fell for Raph, because it was something different. The way that
they had randomly met and kissed before.
That's what I'm saying. They couldn't go forward from that because Raph was still in his place and everything else. And that their romance probably wouldn't have re-sparked had they not had, again, this opportunity that kind of it allowed Raph to see her differently and vice versa. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm getting too much into it. But I'm thinking about it because so much has gone by and now she's back in love with Michael, but
we are going way back today.
I know. But I still think about that in the hallway just because I feel like that's where her heart is again, which blows my freaking mind that they actually did let them get married.
I know.
So you think Jane's heart is still for Raphael?
I don't know. I couldn't even tell you that either, which sucks. I mean, I want to say that because every, like, my discussions online are always that it's the opposite that she needs. It's the, they're able to grow more and learn more with each other. But then at the same time, what's wrong with being happy and being respectful and being friends with your partner?
Right. Yeah. I mean, Raphael even said about Michael to Jane, I can understand why you guys like each other now because they're so similar.
Yeah.
Even though
they're both judgy.
Yeah.
but that's not good to be judgy together.
Jane's, but I think it goes that's an more annoying to like couple. Jane's kind of like, I don't want to say awkward, but like she's changing now, but pre V card, she's, you know, this quirky girl, and Jane's kind of quirky for a guy, especially after that bromance date was totally awkward.
Yeah.
You know? But I mean, I am always on the same wavelength as you about Raphael, and I always think about how the narrator says Michael loved her till his dying day. So that's we don't know if it's like, okay, well, they grew old together, or if something in a, you know, upcoming season is gonna happen and then Raph's still gonna be there. And today we saw, you know, they had that awkward romance date, but then when they were changing the tire and they finally got everything hashed out, they sat together with little Matteo. I was going to say Matteo. Matteo in the middle, and it was like a cute,
that was a really
happy
cute moment.
Family. So I think right now their dynamic's just going to work like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I'll tell you what, and specifically in that scene, I bet you it helps so much that Justin has his daughter because my heart pounded just to see the look on his face. Like, Michael looked worried, but it was more like, not again. And Raph was more like, where is my child? Yeah.
But it's also, in addition to him actually having kids in real life, in the show, that's actually his biological
son.
That's
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And
it's daddy instinct.
It was so, because you're like, when you're watching it, I'm like, oh my God.
Did it make you hot?
The fear. Yeah, it does. I'm with like, yes, care about my baby. Oh, wait.
It's not
my baby.
I see what you're saying, though, that like the fear was really real.
It was real. Yeah. It was. I don't know. I'm always obsessed with those when you're receptive to something, you know, when the acting is like gets you, because that's what it used to be back in the day. But now we're in the business. It's hard to not be like, oh, wow, I wonder who their teacher was. Or, oh, I wonder what they did to kind of put themselves. What was the thought before you go in? You know, like everything we learn in school or in classes. And so it's nice to be taken away from that in a moment and just being scared. Like, I wanted to feel that.
Mm-hmm. And we did.
Yeah, I'm a little...
I've never taken an acting class, so I don't feel that way.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
But you do red carpets and you have to prep yourself for so much and you're on camera
that's
and
true.
You do things like this.
When it comes to TV and movies though, I just fall right into it. Yeah. I'm like stressed watching like a PG-13 movie.
Yeah.
Like I'm just sucked the F in. Mm-hmm. That's all.
Another letter from you, F.
Yeah.
MPVO.
Okay, so, so that was that whole bromance going on that we loved and will continue seeing, hopefully.
Yes.
And then...
What's next? What's next on the menu?
Well, I said Jane, but Jane's a part of everything, so that's fine. I just wanted to recap on the big things, and then we can obviously go back to whatever we want. But...
Sketra.
Finally.
Sketra.
Yeah.
Hashtag Sketra.
Man.
I don't even know how to feel about Scott, nor do I care to speak about him, actually, about this entire thing.
Scott literally thought that, quote-unquote, Petra was going to break up with him because he farted in front of her.
Yeah. That was really funny.
He really believed that.
Maybe his farts are toxic.
Jane was like, it's okay, everybody farts. And he's like, not Petra.
Question.
In the sixth grade, I broke up with my boyfriend because he
shut
farted.
The front door.
Ask everybody at La Mesa Middle School and all my friends to this day. They know that. No, because I used to always be embarrassed because everyone loves to bring up this story because I get so mad about it. I love you, Augie.
She just called you out.
I know.
Augie farted.
You
hashtag Augie farted.
Tell us more about this breakup.
It was sixth grade, and I remember everyone was standing outside. Damn, I feel so bad right now.
He's not watching, but he will be.
Yeah, right?
What's his Twitter? I'm tweeting this to him.
No. So, we were in sixth grade. It was like my little luau party, and I was getting... I remember I was weird about people coming into my house because I was like, don't mess things up. My parents are going to get mad and this and that. And so everyone was like in line, not in line, but I was like letting people go in kind of one at a time.
Wow, you were a bouncer at your own house.
Seriously. But or don't touch something. Anything, don't mess anything up. And then I came out and they're like, oh my god, you missed it. Like, he farted. And they're all sad. I was like, no, I didn't. And then I remember I was thinking about it. And I was like, what? And then it, like, grossed me out. And then, like, the next day at school, I was like, I don't know if we can be together
anymore. Oh, my God.
So sad.
Augie, she's evil. Whatever.
You're a mean kid.
If somebody doesn't fart.
If girls don't fart. Yeah, I don't. If girls don't fart, Petra doesn't. Aneska doesn't.
Wow.
Guys don't have to either. Wow. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Are you kidding with me?
That's adorable.
Okay, anyways. Gosh.
That's the cutest story.
So, it possibly could have been that she broke out.
Wait, okay. My question to you ladies is, we see when Scott is crying, Kim K crying about farting, Jane's like, I have a favor to ask you, and we never saw that favor. After that, the next thing we saw was him proposing to, quote unquote, Petra. Do you think Jane had anything to do with that?
I didn't think about that. Ooh. Why would she? Because she was convinced that Petra was just unhappy and thought that would make her happy. Sorry.
Ooh, yeah. No, you're right.
But what are her... Why?
Wait, because she's trying to figure out the Petra and Eska.
No, because he was because he was already okay. And maybe because she knows Scott on a work level prior to him dating Petra, maybe she could have brought in some kind of reality. Like, okay, look, we both know Petra, right? Did you not find it a little odd when she fell in love with you? Right?
Yeah.
Because he really still thinks it's Petra. And that's the thing about Aneska, is that she's being so stupid because she's not realizing that he's in love with her. I mean, obviously for her, kind of, but it's still mostly the idea. It's everything that he knows of Petra from prior. And it could have easily been that, it could have, because mind you, he said all of his words very strategic in this episode, right? Remember, mm-hmm. This is your blood, your sweat and tears. He could have been using like trigger words if they both knew each other. Like, what are things that you know Petra would never do? Like the engagement, maybe she would have felt weird about an engagement because she'd been married twice before. Or, I don't know, just certain stuff like that.
Who do you think was saying the trigger words?
Scott might have been after him and after Jane had spoken to him.
Interesting.
Because his demeanor and everything switched up. And why did he all of a sudden decide to propose to her is what you're kind of saying, right? Right.
And he also willingly, I don't want to say willingly, but he accepted her
consejos.
Hmm.
Oops. Yes. Sorry. Consejos advice? Are. Yeah.
No. accepted her breakup when the real Petra broke up with him. He kind of was like, what?
In but a then it
was
way.
Like, yeah, but it was like, okay, well, if you can give up your
that's what I said.
Hotel, that means so a lot to I said you. I can understand. Strategically. So I feel like Jane was in on this. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I don't know. I feel
what
like
do you guys Scott, think?
I think Scott's obsessed with Petra, and I think Scott actually wants to marry her.
Petra, though. And again, he has been working under this woman for a very long time. She did not pay no mind for him.
She's disgusted of him. She's annoyed of him.
So you think he figured out that he was actually dating Aneska?
No, I think
Jane said something. That's what I'm thinking.
Hmm. Possibly.
And helped him realize it.
And maybe she didn't even say anything. Maybe she's like, I just need to see something. Will you mind doing it for me? And then he could have put it together. Oh, you know what I'm
saying? Maybe, yeah.
Like, she didn't even have to, just because he could have been very defensive about it and been like, no way, that is Petra, and Petra did love me, you know? Because that's kind of the first initial reaction someone might have. Unless she had him do something so that he could see it for his own, she probably would have the confidence that, one, Scott would peep it out, and then and then later does more. Because why was he so cool about it when she broke up with him officially?
Yeah.
You know?
And what was the favor?
Yeah.
I was a little confused when Petra, the real Petra, broke up with him. He said something about he like professed her love still, like that he still loves her. And then I don't remember what he said, but the way Petra looked at Aneska, I don't know if she had a moment where she felt bad for her sister, like, oh, this man might actually like my sister.
Yeah.
For who she is. I didn't know if that's what that scene was
that's
about.
How, are you saying when she saw Aneska through the doorway holding the baby? Yeah. That's how I interpreted it.
I don't know. Or I don't know if she looked at her sister like, you little beezy, you're going down. I'm about to tattoo your forehead.
Oh, my God. That is cruel.
Because she's very trigger happy. Like, the tiniest things trigger her. Because she went insane and she's like, she's really mad at Raph because he came in and said, oh, I thought you didn't have the mom gene. Like, she's very trigger happy. She goes, I thought things were great with Petra and Raph, and they were finally co-parenting, and they were finally, like, nice. I said last week, I like Petra, poor thing. Like, no, I don't like her anymore.
No, like, a while ago when we started saying that, you know, back when Sam last D season. Was on here last season, that we really love her now. But the bitch is back, and with all good reasons. I mean, she's 100% having PTSA right now.
PTSD.
Forgive me. PTSA.
So many letters today.
Sorry, right?
Like, she should be angry for being in a coma for 3 months. But, like, I'm just so confused why she's funneling it into Raphael.
That's what I was trying to say earlier. Like, you're right. Channeling was the right word.
But yeah, like... You know, being not told that him. He didn't think she had the mom gene, like, is it worth completely destroying his career?
No, but it's not.
Or stealing his business?
I don't think it's just trigger happy. I think that, first of all, what happened to her was a very traumatic experience.
Yeah.
And it could be, one, security for herself. Two, she's like, F the world because... Nobody helped me, and that happened, and it sucked. And, like, how did you not know the difference? Mm-hmm. I mean, and again, she can't be... doesn't realize it. It's like, calm down, like, Petra, like, your sister's still your sister. So she's probably kind of good at what she's doing. And, you know, we didn't realize it so much. But, damn, it sucks. sorry. We gotta wrap up.
I'm all trying to do it incognito.
I know, right?
You say...
We just want to figure out what the problem is with Petra.
Yeah. No, but that was bound to happen. And then, again, strategically, Scott said a lot of words that made her do a lot of other things. One, so that to end the relationship. Two, to have her think about the hotel and to have her think about herself.
Yeah.
You know? He was like, your blood and sweat and tears, like, this is yours, mm-hmm. you know? What was going on there?
Yeah. Really fast.
Fishy.
Since we got it wrong. What about when Petra whispers into Raphael's ear, you were right.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man.
Because she couldn't say it at the moment. She couldn't do it at the moment. And I thought that was smart of her.
She has the signature.
I thought it was smart of her. Yeah, but also because she just got out of it and because that was the safest thing since that was what was happening and for the last couple of months, she just is like needed to like recap and also not... It could have gone either way. They would have believed or not believed her. Mm-hmm. Or what if Petra would have convinced her again and then it would have just made her look crazy? If that, I don't know. But then Petra's not stupid, though. That's how we know Petra. Petra's not dumb.
No.
No, she's
But she had said to him, like, if you ever repeat this, I'll, like, end you, right? Isn't that what she said?
She said she can. Yeah, she makes your life a living hell. But she also said that she'll deny it.
Yeah. I guess maybe she just wanted to have the justice of like telling him he was right, and then making him go crazy by not being able to to say that.
I mean, and at the end of the day, I still think she's like F the world because
probably
that sucks. You know, at the end of the day, like she said, the things that she had to watch and endure while she was just laying there. I mean, she's
I'm surprised she didn't put her sister in jail, though. Like, what
I'm surprised she didn't squeeze her neck a little harder.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Real. Actually, but she tattooed her damn forehead. So you know
love it. Love it.
I can't believe Aneska, but you see, but then even that part makes me mad because I'm like, what are you doing just laying there and letting that tattoo happen?
Oh, yeah. I would punch somebody out.
Yeah. Yikes.
I thought Aneska was stronger than that because she did go through all.
Right.
All she went through.
I don't know.
It's a big old mystery, guys.
It is a big old mystery. But I'm excited because there is a lot to come from Petra's character at this point.
Mm-hmm. A lot of juice.
A lot of juice. She was also featured this evening in My Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. And I don't know what it is about me being so jelly when my characters are on different shows. I'm like,
crossover. I didn't know that. Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Well, that's another great CW show. So
Gina tweeted that she's really excited about the singing scene.
Oh.
Like I did that. I'm not a singer.
She sounded great. She sounded so good.
And she didn't say she's excited, but she was like, I did it for y'all.
Aww. I think it sounded awesome.
Okay. Why don't we go ahead and go into predictions, please?
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Well, I'm like thinking, do we even have time?
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be quick. It's essentially exactly what you're talking about. Again, we're just going to see Petra, like, unravel. Excuse me.
You, girlfriend. Oh.
I have none.
I have none as well. I mean, it's just, I'm so overwhelmed, but I feel like this was a really big episode and a lot has happened and we're still processing.
I'm super excited about this episode.
Mm-hmm. I think Xiomara's not going to quite have the confidence to completely... I feel like she's a little wishy-washy with her career, and so I feel like the dance school won't quite come to fruition yet. And I feel like Rogelio is getting blackmailed by his network, and that's all I got.
Yeah.
We were really nervous about where the show's going because she's not a virgin anymore, and I think that this is going to be a ton more family drama. I'm really excited about Abuela and everything going on with her family, and I'm excited to see how the whole drama with the cousin unfolds. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot going on there, so... Yeah, this episode kind of put my mind at ease. There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
There's so much family drama, so.
Mm-hmm. And the mother always knows, so it's one of those things where we're going to see, I think, Alba be completely right. And then Jane's going to get a big old slap in the face.
I think there's a big reason she didn't talk to her sister for 40 plus years.
There's a reason for that, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yikes. Okay, well, ladies, where can they find you on social media?
Oh, tweet at me at the Kylie Hodges and find me on Instagram at Kylie Hodges.
And you can find me at Natalie Tavidian.
Twitter, Instagram, XOXOCESCA, and please, in YouTube, tell us your predictions.
Yes. Thank you so much for tuning in and for discussing with us. Tonight was a very exciting episode, and we'll probably have a lot more to talk about in regards to Petra next week.
So much.
Find me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie, on Instagram at TheStephanieGeorgie, and we will see you next week.
Bye. Mwah.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.